Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。
新年伊始，我们的进阶口语课第16期的席位也已经快被预约满了。下周三1月12日晚上8点，露露还有一堂免费的试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，那就赶快联系小助手来咨询和试听吧。微信号是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new segment, The Sound of Musicals. I will be joined by Oliver, who is a musical enthusiast and has also had years of practice in amateur theater groups. Welcome back to the studio, Oliver.
Hello, thank you.
So in our first ever episode of this segment, we talked about one of the, probably the most depressing musicals of all time, Les Mis.
Yes, yes, it was a very sad episode, but a fantastic musical.
Yeah, and I'm ready for something a little bit more jolly. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we've definitely gone for happier and more family friendly. Today we are going to be talking about The Lion King, which is a great musical on the stage.
狮子王。Lion King, I think for most of our audience, perhaps hearing Lion King, they think of the animated movie that was released in the 90s, because that was...very popular, that was very famous. And then they did another one just a few years back, thinking 2019, maybe. They did another sort of CGI'd Lion King. But both are movies. Musicals, when did it start? When did it debut?
Well, the Disney movie was in 1994, and in 1997, in the US, is when the Lion King musical went onto the stage, into the theatres.So it was only 3 years later. They were very fast with putting it onto the stage, but it works so well because the music is already there. The story is there. You have to think about how to make people into animals, but the basics are all ready to go onto the stage.
And that's why the music was originally from the movie, and then they sort of...just adapted it to the musical, right?
They did, yes. If you watch the musical, the music is nearly exactly the same. The same famous songs are still there, sung by the same characters, and works very nicely in the transfer from movie to theatre.
I think that's also how I got to know names like Elton John.I think my first impression of Elton John is someone who wrote Lion King music.
Yeah, well, for me, I heard of Elton John because my mum listens to Elton John. And when I found he'd made the movie for Lion King, I thought, no, Elton John, my mum listens to him. He wouldn't do something cool like Lion King. So...
But Lion King, I don't think we need to really go into the story because I think most people have watched the movie or watched the movie with their kids. But there are some rumors or people are talking saying that this is somewhat related to Shakespeare's Hamlet.
Yes, you can definitely see the similarities and the connections there. The basic story of a prince and his king father and the evil, devious...cruel uncle. Yes, exactly. And then the father...
sort of murder the king.
Exactly. The king, the father, is murdered by the uncle, and the son has to find who he is and get back his throne to become king, to get rid of the uncle. The story is very similar. The ending is very different, but the basics of the story are very similar between The Lion King and Hamlet. Yes.
Because originally Hamlet is a tragedy, but obviously Lion King, the minute Disney makes it, you know it's going to be happy ending anyways.
Of course, yes. You couldn't copy the ending of Hamlet into a Disney movie because it would be the saddest children's movie you've ever seen and nobody would want to watch it. So they changed the ideas behind it, especially the ending. But yeah, there are similarities there.
Yeah. But talking about the plot, even though we don't have to retell the story, but like any good stories, there are also conflicts, right? Like you said, this whole fighting for power, the plots to remove the king, and then later on, this young king or the young prince coming back to take his throne that should be rightfully his.
Yeah, there are lots of conflicts in the show, the biggest one being the true king Simba versus the evil king Scar, the fight for who is the true king, who has the true power. But there are also things like responsibility and duty versus doing what you want. For instance, when Simba meets Timon and Pumbaa, the pig and the meerkat, they teach him, it doesn't matter. Enjoy your life. Do what you want to. Relax.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Exactly. That's the whole point of the song. Don't worry about it. Relax. But in the end, the responsibility and duty of being a king, of being the king, the true king, brings Simba back into the final fight with Scar to get back his kingdom. So there is the conflict of doing what you need to do and doing what you want to do as well.
Yeah, I think this is, even though this is about the royal family, like in the show, obviously it's about prince, king, it's not about common people. But I think this is a theme that every one of us can relate to, choosing whether to live up to your responsibilities, your duties, either to your family, to your job, or just lie down, like we say now in China, living an easy life, more about how you feel. This is always a constant struggle and conflict for most of us.
It definitely is, yes. We are not kings and queens, and we are not lions, but we all have jobs, we all have families, and sometimes they don't work with what we want, but it's the choice of what you should do. It is the conflict that we all have, sometimes on a day-to-day basis. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think we've given the audience some of the background of the story, and I think we're going to wrap up here for the first episode. In the second episode, we're going to get into some specifics about the musical, like the costumes and also the music. But we will end this episode with some of the music from this particular musical as well.
King of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar.
Thus far a rather uninspiring fate.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. And no one say do this.
Now when I said
and
that,
and don't say be there,
I meant
no one say stop that.
What you don't realize.
No, they see.
Now, see here.
Free to run around.